For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Senate is expected to vote today on a House-passed temporary funding measure to prevent a partial government shutdown starting this weekend. Vice President Pence, Budget Director and Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, and Presidential Advisor Jared Kushner have met with Democratic leader Chuck Schumer ahead of the vote. But the president has dug in his heels, demanding more than $5 billion for the border wall, or he says he will let the shutdown happen to protect the country.
We are going to be working very hard to get something passed in the Senate. There's a very good chance it won't get passed. It's up to the Democrats, so it's really the Democrat shutdown.
If there is a shutdown, it will only be a partial one. A number of agencies are already funded through September of next year and wouldn't be affected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Today marks the end of a very bad week on Wall Street. Market analyst Eugene Peroni.
It does seem like a bit of a perfect storm where you do have the tariff issue pretty much front and center for many weeks now. But also in the mix is certainly the government shutdown. There certainly seem to be a lot of questions about the pullout of our military from Syria. That plays a role.
The Dow fell 414 points. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 both lost 1.6%. There's finally been an arrest in the death of a young mother in Colorado. Woodland Park Police Chief Miles DeYoung.
Today we arrested Patrick Frazee on charges of first-degree murder of Kelsey Barrett, and he is currently being held in the Teller County Jail. As a reminder, Patrick Frazee is presumed innocent until proven guilty.
Police searched Frazee's home and property before deciding to arrest him for murder. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The latest government picture of U.S. economic growth has been released, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story from Washington.
The new government figures out Friday showing the U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of 3.4% in the year's third quarter, slightly lower than the previous estimate as consumer spending and exports were revised downward. Many economists believe economic growth is slowing in this fourth quarter, but still, GDP performance for the year is on track to be the best since 2005. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dr. Seuss's wife has died in La Jolla, California, at age 97. Audrey Geisel helped oversee the literary estate of her husband, who died back in 1991. She had been busy with publishing and continuing her husband's charitable giving, including giving millions to libraries. She was also an executive producer on The Lorax and the current movie, The Grinch. The Justice Department is charging two Chinese nationals with a massive hacking campaign that targeted a broad range of American companies and government agencies. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the two worked with the Chinese government.
China's goal is to replace the U.S. as the world's leading superpower, and they're using illegal methods to get there. They're using an expanding set of non-traditional and illegal methods.
Take us with you and listen anytime, at home or on your personal device at usaradio.com.